Rajesh Yadav commands.
15th?
Yes. Yes.
2016 Kituit Fire District Union Negotiating Committee to order. President, could everybody say their name, please?
Richard Pisano.
Kevin Conley.
Fran Parks. So the first order of business would be to elect a chairman of the committee.
I would nominate Kevin Conley. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Could have given me a heads up, couldn't you? No, maybe not. I guess you can't. Bless you.
So, do we have an agenda?
We had topics listed, but I didn't have a chance to have any conversation about putting them in order. I'm trying to find my copy of the list. The first issue that we had left to discuss was legal representation during this process, and we had gotten one name that you did. We get the second name?
Yes, I thought I sent you both names.
I didn't get
one was a guy from Norwood, and the other guy was from
Constable, wasn't he?
Mm-mm, no.
Plymouth.
Both off Cape. What was his name?
Right, the outfit from Plymouth had worked for Hyannis previously.
That's what it was, yeah.
But I never got the second. Well,
that's the Norwood people. They also have an office in Norwood, I believe.
Oh, okay.
So there was only one, ultimately?
No, there were two.
Tom was going to get that second name. I was
right, and I thought I sent it to you.
I've been, until we just recently got the email thing straightened out, I was not getting a lot of correspondence.
Oh, I was using your private email.
Huh.
Well, that's okay.
So that being said, we need to get that name.
That's the guy Chuck Sabat recommended from Hyannis. Been involved with the Hyannis Fire District.
So will you be able to send that to us?
Yeah.
What was the procedure last time round for contracting with a law firm? I mean, I know we had the Boston firm.
Right. Ron handled that. I didn't, because he was the initial contact. Got the Boston guy's name from Mr. Gargiulo.
Okay. And do we have to go to the town in the spring for a funding request for that?
I mean, to the annual meeting?
Yeah.
I don't think so, because there's a line item in the fire department's budget for legal services. So I think we can use that.
Okay. When, based on your experience last time around, is that a contact that we should make before having an initial conversation with the union representatives?
I think prior to meeting with the union representatives, we need to sit down in an executive session with the fire chief. Said he wanted to do that, to go over some things. And I think we should have the attorney on the board from the get-go. And I also think that we're going to need to request that the treasurer do the same startup, do the same job that was requested last year that was aborted with the settlement, which is to get us the all the necessary fiscal information for other fire departments of our size, and you know, all of the financials.
I think he has that already.
No, he doesn't.
He does not.
No, he just barely started on it. He just started on doing some of the demographics.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood what the chief told me. Okay.
Yeah, no, he didn't. He hadn't compiled anything. He had just started with the demographics.
Excuse me.
Now, I have a question. I understand Chris told you that he'd be retiring in January.
I was going to ask you if you had heard it.
June 30th,
end of the fiscal year, he announced his intention. We have not received anything in writing formally, but he seemed pretty clear about it. So that some of the issues that dovetail restructuring of contract may intersect with restructuring the executive level if we're going to be hunting for a chief.
Right. We have to start that fairly soon, I would think.
I would agree.
But I think but I think we still need to proceed with this process with Chris on board, because the contract's going to come up. And we need to needs some significant changes.
Right now, we started independently compiling lists of things and reviewing other contracts of unions in the area to see what or how the other districts handled issues.
And the chief is putting together for me some salary comparisons,
mm-hmm.
along with call comparisons, all in the same sheet, which will give us an idea what the baseline is.
Right.
And we will, as part of the discussion, need on the basis of those numbers, I would think, to look at how we're going to go forward with reestablishing a call list, because we're very short on it now.
On the call firefighter list?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But that's going to involve how we're looking to try to structure the working arrangement in terms of utilization of the call department, because it's pretty much in limbo.
Mm-hmm. That might be something that the new chief would want to organize.
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand why it's in limbo. It may be, I know there's not a lot. There's only six active, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's really only two that
respond.
And you know, that's not terribly useful for.
No, you're right.
The chief, a new chief may, have a lot of ideas, but we'll be looking at being then. Even if we have somebody in place ahead of July 1st, ready to step in, which would certainly be our goal. That's 1 year until the contract expires, so that would be the big push. Well, it's kind of late in the process if he or she wanted to do significant restructuring.
So are we crossing over multiple lines here? Seems like we have to be. And I'm the new guy, so if I'm wrong, tell me that, right? I know we're talking about the chief moving on, and that's obviously a point. We have to decide what we want to do from a call fire point of view, and yes, the chief has a perspective on that.
Mm-hmm.
And a new chief will have a perspective But right now, we need to focus on the things we have to do to be ready to sit down with the union.
Right, but I'm just talking in terms of one of the objectives of sitting down with the union in this fiscal year ahead of the final clock on the contract is to talk about the structure of the department, the structure of the contract.
Right. So you're assuming, so the question revolves around whether or not there's going to be a call department as far as this part of the contract conversation.
Right.
Okay.
And if so, how it will be defined in the contract and the chief's authority to use it. And
I think we've moved into the area of executive session with this particular conversation. I don't think we should be discussing it openly.
No, I did mean that we should go into depth, yeah. or I'm just putting it on the agenda as another area that when we had that first attempt to establish an agenda for tonight, we were trying to list what was...
So the chief has included some verbiage in what he believes should be the next version of the contract that includes the call firefighters.
I have asked him to do that. I've asked him to draw up suggestions for us, but it would probably be, as you said, that would be an opportunity to have executive session mm-hmm. meeting with him and let him present that in detail.
And he should be present during the negotiations as an observer. He wasn't last time, but it's allowable.
Yeah, but we had different opinions on that relative to the fact that the cohesion inside a firehouse may or may not be affected by that. But with this change, that might be part of a different conversation as well. As far as the call firefighters go, he had changed some verbiage in the contract. You know, made some recommendations, made some recommendations on how the verbiage should be in the contract relative to utilizing some call firefighters in some cases. Mm-hmm. So based on that, you know, my assumption is he still wants to go forward with the call department. But you're absolutely right. He should be. Yeah, unfortunately, he's not here tonight. It would have been good to have him here tonight for the conversation.
In as much as, based on your experience, you presented a pretty strong opinion about needing to have already established a contact with attorneys and things before we have even a first meeting.
I think that's a... would be a very important, someone who's done it before would be a very important guide for us in how to proceed.
I couldn't agree more, absolutely.
Well, then that kind of, I would think, limits us to a fairly short list of a couple of immediate assignments in preparation for... second meeting with the chief present, and then the option to go into executive session if he has the materials we're all requesting somewhat together.
So this is a version that he has provided me with some of the changes that he's recommending. The problem with this version is that he had yellowed out a bunch of things that were changing,
mm-hmm.
and unfortunately when it printed,
it didn't print out.
Yellow.
Yeah. So I don't think we can discuss in open session his recommendations for changes to
right.
the contract.
Right. No, I understand that.
Take this home and read it.
Yeah. Well, so who wants to contact the lawyers?
I can do that. If I get some guidance on who I'm calling. And
yeah, I'll get that. I have that at home. I'll send it to you. I can talk to Mike Daly.
Okay.
And Mike Daly is one of the lawyers?
He's our treasurer.
No, he's the treasurer. Yeah. We're going to ask him to resume the work with financial comps. Gee, does that leave me momentarily without an assignment? Quick, let's adjourn.
We'll figure that quick. We'll get that.
Yeah,
we'll fix that quick.
Something. So I think what we really need to do is to the next meeting, schedule an executive session to sit down with the chief, just the chief, and you know, go through the contract with him, so everybody's on the same plate, and openly discuss what the problems are in the contract and what we'd like to see changed.
Yeah, we can move ahead with that before we get a sit down with the attorneys.
With the attorney, yeah.
Would it be useful to ask Commissioner Hadley to also be in attendance to draw on whatever his past experience?
I think also it might be a good idea to ask retired Commissioner Mycock, who was involved in multiple of these, to join us with his perspective.
Is Ron back in town?
Yes.
Okay.
Really volunteer him for all kinds of stuff.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'll certainly be happy to reach out to him and see if I can guilt him into.
Yeah, you can just tell him I said he had to come.
Oh. Okay.
We grew up together.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Does that cover what we can do now?
Well, the only other question I have is whether or not we talk through some of the recommendations, whether I take the opportunity to point out to you two some of the recommendations the chief had made in there that were some of the changes that you might see or might not even pick up on. I think that would require executive session.
Yeah, right.
So is that something? I don't know how to make that motion. Is that something we can do?
Was it listed on the agenda?
To go into an executive session?
Yeah, I was looking for my copy of the...
If it wasn't listed on the agenda, we can't do it.
Okay. Want me to pull up the agenda?
Yeah, if you have
okay,
the...
I'll pull up the agenda, hang on.
Because I told him to just repost the one that I had put out, you know, for that first meeting.
Hang on one sec, I'll have it in one sec.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that was worded properly, though, that first one.
I would not be surprised.
Yeah. It included items that you can't, that weren't executive session items.
New business, legal help, assignments, scheduling, executive session if needed to review union negotiating strategy. So I'm assuming executive session would be appropriate if you had all of the components you needed. So you mentioned that you would want the chief to be present, you would want to have the attorney on board, you would want to have the treasurer involved, and you would like to invite Ron Mycock.
No, that doesn't. I mean, this is going over, this is strategy.
That would be strategy reviewing the chief's,
yeah,
the chief's recommendations would be strategy?
Yes.
Okay, then.
So I make a motion that the committee go into executive session to discuss strategy regarding the Kituit Fire Department personnel agreement for full-time employees and to review the modified or
Draft modifications
of the union agreement, not to return to executive session. So I need a second.
Not to return to open session?
Open session.
Second.
And all those in favor by name.
Richard Pisano in favor.
Kevin Conley in favor.
Fran Parks in favor.
Okay, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you, Amy.
Have a good night.